Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better, You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better, You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. I listen to them every Sunday at 8 a.m. on The Fan as well, getting me set for whatever week it is in the NFL. And obviously, it's week 7 in the NFL. And a big game, Nick, a rarity, a big game for your Giants.
Oh, great to be on with you guys. Happy Football Friday. Very excited for this game. One of the Giants' biggest games, it feels like, in a number of years. And the Giants' touchdown dogs in this game coming up on Sunday in Denver. And I think the line is probably just perfect. I don't know if I'm going to bet the game. I haven't bet it yet. If I do, I actually do think I'm going to take the points with the Giants, with the thought being that I think the Giants' defensive line can impact this Broncos' offensive line and really make life difficult for Bo Nix in a way that the Jets kind of did last week. Like, the Jets' defense was not the reason the Jets lost the game last week. If the offense gives you anything, the Jets win that game. I think you can maybe get a little something from Jackson Dart here. Now, I don't think the Giants will win. Do I think they could keep the game close? Maybe. I want to wait to make my bet on this game until Sunday morning. No wagers placed yet. My lean would be to take the points with the Giants.
If it goes in a direction, is some late money going to come on the G-men to shave it down to 6.5 or the other way, 7.5?
My guess, BT, is that we will stay at 7. But if it were to move, to answer your question, I think it's more likely to come off of 7 and go down to 6.5.
I would agree.
I think the Giants will be the preferred betting side in the game. Uh-huh. You know, like, Bo Nix hasn't played great this season. It's a big point spread. The Giants at least have a good defensive line. And Jackson Dart's looked pretty good thus far. And I think that's a recipe for people to want to take a full 7. Doesn't mean the Giants will cover, but that is my guess, that the Giants will be the preferred betting side.
I agree. Now, listen, if Denver was putting up 35 a week, you know, first of all, it's not a 7-point spread. It's probably 7.5 or 8 going in, maybe more.
Well, I see it's 7.5 right now. Is on it up the score?
Yeah, it got bumped up.
Where we do our picks with. Go ahead.
I look at it this way, though, Nick. So the Denver defense is obviously way ahead of the Denver offense. So if the Giants defense could do a good job, you know, similar to the Jets, as you point out, I don't think that you could get, you know, you could still get routed, but I think the odds of the Giants getting stomped are fairly low. And I don't think the offense has to have a great game to hang. I think they just merely have to have a competent game. You agree?
Yeah, I worry about that happening. The Giants offense having a competent game, which is not to insinuate that, like, Jackson Dart hasn't been fun and Cam Scadabo hasn't been fun. It's a brutal matchup going up against this Broncos defense. Now, Dart is infinitely more competent than Fields. Like, the three of us are more competent than Justin Fields. So Dart's not going to take the sacks that Fields took last week, obviously. I made the worst quarterback in the league.
All right.
One of the worst. I mean, is it one of the worst quarterback games in the history of football? It is, right?
Yeah, it was awful.
Horrible.
Yeah, you're wrong.
So Dart's not going to do that, but you know, the Broncos have allowed no rushing production to quarterbacks this year, and that's obviously been one of the Giants' bread and butter since Jackson Dart came in. Like, we don't think Darius Slayton's playing. The two wide receiver set's going to be Wandale Robinson and Lil Jordan Humphrey, and you can get away with that against the Eagles when the Eagles' best corner, Quinyon Mitchell, goes out. Like, now here's Patrick Surtain and company. Yeah. How's this going to go? Broncos' run defense is really good. Like, Cam Scadabo's probably going to have 22 carries for 68 yards in this game. I don't see him breaking off a ton of long runs. If the game goes over the total, 40 and a half, I think the Giants do not cover the spread. I think the Giants have to keep this a low-scoring game and hold Denver down, because we can be as bullish as we want to, and I am pretty bullish on the future for Jackson Dart and this Giants offense. We can be super bullish in that. I don't know if, like, this is the matchup to expect offensive fireworks from the Giants offense.
And I feel like I've been saying that all week, Nick, because I've watched Denver. I think they're the best team in the NFL, in the AFC, and I think you can make a case that they will turn into one of the best teams. Yeah, I think you can. They have
no
First of all, they have the head coach. Well, who's got the best defense in the NFL right now?
Well, I'll take the team that has Patrick Mahomes on it.
No,
they're not even the best team in their own division.
Who's got the best defense, I said, in the NFL right now?
Oh, okay, great. If the Chiefs played the Broncos in Denver in January, who would you pick to win?
Right now, I think Denver's going to get better. Also, I like the head coach.
Okay, but you didn't answer the question, though. If the Chiefs played the Broncos in January, who would you pick to win?
Where's the game?
Denver. You could have home field.
Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos. See, you're higher on the Chiefs than I am, and that's fair, but right now Denver's got the best defense in the league. I look at Bo Nix as a quarterback, and I understand what you're saying. Like, he's the one who's preventing them from getting to the next level with a Lamar Jackson, a Mahomes, Josh Allen. I understand all that. But their defense is so good. They've got weapons all over the place. They've got a Super Bowl-winning head coach in Peyton, and I think they can continue to get better here, and will continue to get better, so I'm projecting it forward. But one thing that I think, and we could argue about it, how good I think they are, how good you think they are.
I bet them to make the playoffs. Like, yeah. I came into the year thinking they were good. I'm disappointed in Bo Nix. I thought they would be better than they are right now.
Give me the teams that you think are definitively better in the AFC. You gave me the Chiefs. Who else?
Definitively better than Denver. Okay.
Yeah. In the AFC.
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo? Come on, dude.
Okay. Like, the Broncos defense, the Bills have Josh Allen.
Yeah, I get that. The Bills just got spent.
No, I'm
by the
being serious. Like, do you get it? Because you're
Bills
taking Denver
got,
over
the
them. Do you get
the,
it?
The Bills just got the belt to the ass by the Falcons on Monday Night Football.
Okay. And, like, the Broncos haven't been tremendous this year.
Understood.
But they've lost a couple games.
So we got a little carried away there, but I do want to bring it back to the main point. I think that a lot of Giants.
New England?
Come on. New England's not better than Denver.
Drake May's 500 times better than Bo Nix.
All right, but I'm not saying the quarterback. I'm saying the team.
It's the most important thing.
I'm going to value defense. I'll value defense at a big spot. I'll take my chances with Sean Payton and the weapons that they have all over the place. Point is, I think a lot of people are looking at what Denver did against the Jets on Sunday in London and evaluating them going into this Giants game based off of that game. To me, that would be a mistake.
Well, yeah, and look, I know you guys have talked about it ad nauseum this week, probably just because it's just, like, disgusting to talk about with that Jets offense. You know, the Jets offensive line was not great in that game. It wasn't. So I'm not going to insinuate that it was. Like, how many of those sacks were Justin Fields' fault?
Five or
seven?
Six.
Like, six
five.
Of them?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
He won't throw the ball. We don't have to turn this into
Nick,
a Fields thing for
Nick,
right now.
He had four seconds to throw. I mean, four.
Yes. And, like, you would think that just by virtue of not being Justin Fields, that Jackson Dart won't do that on Sunday. So, I'm not saying that the Giants are going to get blown out. I'm a little unsure if they're going to be able to cover this point spread. But if you made me bet the game, Sal, I'm with you. Like, I would take the Giants right now. I don't feel that confident in it to put my money on it right now. I hope they win.
Gotcha. All right, so, Nick, we'll give you 20 seconds at the end to tell us what you think the Jets will do in terms of covering. But I want to.
Why only 20 seconds?
He's already given up.
Yeah, I have. I'm done. You win. But how about along the lines of what you guys were just debating, like the hierarchy right now, the upper structure of the NFL, to me, is as undefined 7 weeks in, six full weeks in, as it's been in a long time. Like, the Eagles are crashing. The Bills are crashing. The Ravens are done. I like the Pats, but it's early. I like the Bucks, but it's early. Like, how confused are you outside of Kansas City about the NFL this year?
It's the parity is pretty crazy this year. You're 100% right. I thought Pittsburgh was going to wreck Cincinnati last night. They lost outright. I'm stunned by that result.
Yep.
The Colts are 5-1, to your point. Like, do we think like they can keep it up to this degree? I think the Chiefs are, it's kind of like in college football, where Ohio State's the best team, tier of their own, draw a line after them. In my estimation, and I can be wrong, I'm wrong a lot, right? But I feel pretty strongly about this. The Chiefs are number one, draw a line. Like, they're in a tier, to me right now, all by themselves, especially with Rashee Rice coming back. The second tier, I think, has to be the two teams in the NFC North, like the Packers and the Lions. And Detroit might lose to Tampa on Monday because they're down like 9 players in their secondary, like all the good players are out. They might lose. I still think the Lions are better than the Bucks. The Packers have been maddening since the first couple games because they play with their food, and they should probably be undefeated. Like, the loss to Cleveland and the tie to Dallas are ridiculous. But as far as talent goes, like, those are the best teams. So I would say Kansas City 1, Green Bay and Detroit in the second tier. I think the Bills have no chance to win the Super Bowl because their defense is terrible, but they've got
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Josh Allen, the Bills have to be up there as well.
All right, how about the NFC East here? Back to the Giants for a little bit. If the Giants win...
There you go, Nick.
Oh, baby, this is going to be bad.
They barely beat the Jets, Sal. You think they're the best team in the league.
Nick, and I want to bet you, the same way you bet BT with the Jets, we have to have some kind of bet with Denver because I fully believe...
I bet their over win total. I like the Broncos.
What was the number?
I'm in on the Broncos.
What was their
9.5, right?
9.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's a high number going into the year, but whatever it may be. I like them back to last year, what was, I think, 6.5, and obviously they made the postseason. If the Giants win this week, to me, the sky is the limit. I know their record is tough, at 2-4, tough to dig out of that, but if they win, be 3-4. Let's say they beat Denver. Do you see a realistic path? Well, let's say they beat Denver. Do you see a realistic path for them to win the NFC East, or at least become a playoff team?
Well, okay, so let's talk about what could happen this weekend in the NFC East.
Yeah.
So the Eagles are favored. I like the Eagles in the game, but they're a 2-point road favorite. They could absolutely lose, obviously, right? The Commanders are right now a 1-point road favorite at Dallas. I actually think the Cowboys are going to close the favorite in that game, which because the injury situation for Washington is really bad. They just ruled out Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel hasn't practiced this week.
I saw that.
So I think Dallas might close like a 1-point favorite in the game.
Huh?
So we could, if the Giants win, like it's not impossible that the Giants win, the Eagles lose, and the Commanders lose, and the Giants are right there in the NFC East. Now, like the fan in me is kind of like getting like, it's like borderline sexually arousing to think about that. But like, let's try and like be grounded about this, right? Next week on the road in Philly, home San Francisco, at Chicago, home Packers, at the Lions, at the Patriots. I would love, and I feel like people think like I hate the Giants. I feel like I'm a gigantic Giants fan, but I have to be honest with my analysis. Like, do you think they're winning those games? Like they could. I don't think they're going
to.
They're
not winning both.
I'm not willing to entertain a world where the Giants win the division. I don't even think they're a wild card team in the NFC. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay. Give us those 15 seconds on the Jets. Don't touch it, lay it, I mean, or take the point. What are we doing with the Jets?
I don't even know what the spread is in that
game. I think it's 1.5, 2.
Okay. Do we think Garrett Wilson's playing?
He's not playing. I don't think he is.
Said doubtful was the last that I saw.
Take the under.
I don't think. It's gotten slammed down, and it should.
Yeah.
I think if you're betting the game, like, I don't know, how do you not bet Carolina if you're betting this game?
Yeah, I think Panthers are going to win myself. I do.
Well, you know, I agree. Right. Can I give you one prop thought on the Jets,
sure.
And I'll do this in longer form on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So with Garrett Wilson
another
out,
fake
right?
Punt by the head coach plus 280.
The fake punt on 4th and 1. It's almost like, what's worse, the end of the first half, which is a 10 out of 10 bad.
Yeah,
I'm on the air doing my national show on Sunday morning, and I see Fields go out there for the 4th and 8 instead of attempting the 61-yarder with Nick Falk, and I'm just in absolute disbelief. Like, Aaron Glenn can still turn it around. This is one of, like, the worst. It's one of the worst coaching performances in a single game in, like, the history of the NFL, I think. And I don't think that's hyperbole. The coach-quarterback combo is as bad as it gets. So prop thought for this game. If Garrett Wilson doesn't play, it actually becomes pretty interesting, right, to think about who's catching the ball for the Jets.
Breece Hall.
Now, you can make a case it's Breece. Josh Reynolds, like, ostensibly becomes your number one. Alan Lazard maybe does something in this game. You know who I'm actually intrigued by?
Mason
the
Taylor?
Rookie receiver, Arian Smith.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Who got a little bit involved. Here's the thing, right, with rookies. We know Josh Reynolds stinks.
Stinks.
We know Alan Lazard stinks.
Stinks.
We don't know if Arian Smith is good or bad or somewhere in the middle, and that's the kind of guy I want to bet on.
And we know he's fast. Fast.
We know he's fast.
Yeah.
So there are no yardage props on him listed. I'm guessing we get one by Sunday, but I'll spoil this for everyone. I don't even, whatever. I'll bet Arian Smith to score a touchdown on Sunday, and if there's a receiving yards prop listed, I'll bet the over. He can go over in one reception, and given the uncertainty in the rest of the core, I think that's a pretty decent bet to make on the rookie.
It's good value. I would not have even thought. Now, who knows if it's going to happen? That's interesting. Out of the box. Good job.
Steak dinner. I want the Broncos for the division. You could have the Chiefs.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yes, please.
You're on. And I gotta get some odds on that, no? 2 steaks to 1, or where are we looking at?
Are you a coward or what?
No. I want it, but I just want double steak.
Proposed the bet.
Yeah, I mean,
you gave the terms of the bet, and now you're welching.
So.
I haven't even accepted it yet, and you're already welching.
I'm not welching. I stand by it, but I want to also increase my odds.
Sal, you're the odds maker. Sal, be a man. Your odds are you're up by one game right now. You're 4-2. I'm 3-3.
Yeah, I know, but I really should be getting better odds with that.
You have a game on me.
I want Denver to win the division. That's all I want. And
I'll take Kansas City.
Okay, steak dinner. Same bet as you and BT. Whatever that was, you get a cash on.
Oh man, I'm gonna be eating good this winter.
Oh yeah.
All right, go ahead, hit us with it.
Wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too, Costos. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
money.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping. Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.